Hello everyone, I'm Black Math, and welcome to another episode of TWAT Radio. I apologize ahead of time for the sound quality, but it's difficult recording inside an Iron Maiden. Anyway, I had to journey out to Starbucks today to replenish my supply of beans, and while I was there, I had an epiphany as to the topic for this episode. It's a good thing too, because it's the day before it airs, and on that schedule, the epiphanies had better come rolling in rather quickly. Many of the listeners to this show may be familiar with network attacks and data interception, with techniques such as man-in-the-middle attacks and replay attacks, MAC address spoofing, ARP poisoning, so on and so forth, many of which require a decent level of networking know-how. Wireless routers, DSL modems with built-in wireless, public hotspots ad nauseam, the proliferation of Wi-Fi has opened up a candy store to unscrupulous attackers. For one, physical access to a network was no longer much of a problem. Someone sitting in the comfort of their automobile around the corner, or perhaps a shady neighbor or apartment dweller, all within the ability to access your private network, which was protected from the internet by default firewalls in broadband routers, but totally vulnerable from the back door. Of course, there are ways to protect oneself. WEP and WPA encryption, MAC address filtering, they're all better than nothing. However, many home users simply pick up a router from Best Buy, plug it in, and go about life as usual. Now, there are two prominent attack methods when it comes to wireless networks, both of which apply to both home networks and public hotspots. The frightening thing is not really the vulnerability of the wireless network in and of itself, it's the fact that penetration and data compromise no longer require a decent level of networking knowledge. So let's cover these two primary methods of attack, what's involved, and the simplicity of how these attacks are carried out. The first attack is the external attack, in other words, the attack that occurs from outside the private network, without ever having to authenticate with that or any other network. This is commonly known as wireless packet sniffing. Packet sniffing no longer requires joining a network and executing, say, a man-in-the-middle attack, but is simply a matter of being within range of a wireless network signal. The concept is similar to hub technology, where all data coming into the hub would be forwarded to every other port on the hub. And this meant that the client machines would examine incoming packets and discard the ones that were not specifically addressed to that machine. Setting your network card to promiscuous mode would allow you to accept all packets, thereby allowing you to see what was going out to every other machine. With wireless, especially unencrypted wireless networks, it's an even bigger problem. The wireless router doesn't know exactly where you are, so it sends out your packets into its transmission area, hoping your wireless card is within range to pick these packets out of the air. This is a simplified description, of course, but you get the idea nonetheless. And vice versa for packets that your wireless card sends back to the router. However, these packets are no longer contained within an Ethernet cable and are no longer limited to the network itself. An attacker simply has to sit within range of these transmissions and grab copies of these packets as they wander by. If you don't have wireless authentication and encryption enabled, these packets are floating around as clear text. So, let's say you're engaged in a conversation on AIM. Your instant messaging dialogue is now easily captured and read by anyone within a certain distance. Likewise, say you're moving a spreadsheet with some of your financial data from your laptop to a shared folder on your desktop computer over your network. If your wireless traffic is unencrypted, the packets that make up this spreadsheet are now being sent in clear text, ready for the picking. Would you lay out all of your private paperwork in the middle of the road? Well, it's essentially very similar. As mentioned earlier, if the attacker is properly set up, you've been owned. Speaking of setup, let's take a look at how easy it is to perform such an attack. The first thing needed is obviously a wireless-enabled device, such as a laptop with a wireless networking card. Secondly, the wireless card needs to be able to operate in raw monitor mode. Monitor mode is where your card does not transmit anything, but simply passively sits there and copies all packets that happen to wander by. Now, not all cards will perform well in monitor mode, if at all, so there are constraints on getting monitor mode to work. Also, I'm not aware of any Windows drivers that will allow a card to operate in monitor mode, so to the best of my knowledge, you need to be running Linux or another operating system where you can find the appropriate drivers for your hardware. Some examples are the MAD Wi-Fi drivers and the numerous cards they support, or the IPW2200 drivers which support the Intel Pro Wireless internal cards. So, we now have a Linux box equipped with a wireless card and the appropriate drivers. All we need now is software. Kismet is a nice ncurses-based program that detects Wi-Fi networks and such, and is a very good tool for discovering all that's around you. Kismet will also detect IP address ranges and if a router is set up with default settings, among other useful bits of information. Kismet also works passively, unlike Windows's NetStumbler, so it'll operate in monitor mode without shouting its existence to every other wireless device within range. Kismet's also a great tool for analyzing wireless traffic and other legitimate uses, but also works well for the attacker. Now, we'll also need a good sniffer. Ethereal, now known as Wireshark, is a classic but tried-and-true packet-sniffing program. Setting your card to monitor mode and firing up a packet capture session in Ethereal will bring in the plethora of naked packets in your surrounding airspace. Once you think you've captured enough, you can stop the capture and begin analyzing packets and viewing your neighbor's explicit emails. Now, the second method of attack is the internal attack. Now this involves associating with a wireless network, which is easy as pie if the network doesn't require authentication. I know some people who actually like leaving their network open because they're fine with people using their internet, quote unquote. The spirit of giving, I suppose. However, with an open wireless network at home, people leeching your internet connection should be the last thing on your mind. If an attacker joins your network, they don't just have free access to the outside, they've also got access to roam around within the network itself. Do you have file and printer sharing enabled on your computers? Samba shares, perhaps? An FTP server? Do you know if your Windows administrative shares are wide open, or if they're locked down? Do you have a networked printer, or does your router still have the default password? You see, with an open network, you're now all but inviting unscrupulous individuals to freely access your private resources. Now, both of these attacks apply to public hotspots as well. Next time you're staying at a hotel and use their Wi-Fi connection, remember that there may be other guests scanning the network for people like you that may have shared folders wide open. And next time you're overpaying for internet access at Starbucks, is the guy a few tables over really reading his email? Or is he reading yours? An attacker need not even join the network if it's unencrypted. They just have to merely sniff packets. I once got a story from an individual who joined a wireless network at a bookstore in his local shopping mall. He didn't pay for internet access, but instead started browsing for other computers on the network. He found servers named after every store in the mall, many of which had unprotected shares. So, the point of this episode is that while network security and data protection have always been an issue, and will continue to be an issue, the widespread use of Wi-Fi has made it possible for a much broader range of attackers that don't need an extensive knowledge of networking theory to carry out a highly successful attack. Well, that's it for today's episode. Stay tuned for my next one where I cover the methods needed to own your best friend's mom. I'm Black Math, and it's time for a hot cup of Java. Thanks for listening and for supporting community-driven free media. That's free, as in the freedom to consume free beer. Adios.